Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. We're just waiting for some callers to call in, and we're going to be having Roy call in here in a minute, and my brother Richie from Colorado, he'll be calling in. We'll be talking about horror movies for Halloween. Since we do talk about things out of the ordinary, and he'll be talking about the Van Gogh magazines, and he'll be calling in here in any minute. So those who would want to call in on the guest number, the 646-721-9720, and go ahead and feel free to call in, and Rich will be calling in here in a minute, and Roy. So we're just waiting for them to give us a call. And we'll just go ahead and play some music until they call in. Well, never mind. Looks like we have a caller from 349. And it looks like it's Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, John, and I want to welcome all our callers and listeners to another night of Astro Mind 2012. And we're just waiting for Ritzy to call in tonight. But in the meantime, what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, we were talking about horror movies, and we were talking about Halloween and what kind of abilities that Richie has when it comes to horror stuff. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, that would be amazing. We know that in the past, you know, Richie's always been really good, you know, with his creativity. He's able to make, you know, different props and masks. And, you know, he uses that liquid latex, and he could pretty much, you know, create just about any face or horror, you know, mask that, you know, he sets his mind to. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, we know that in the past, Hollywood has made things very real when it comes to horror movies, and a lot of people used to go to these horror fest shows, sort of like you're saying, how they are making these props look so real. And people with like Richie's talent, there's a lot of people out there with that talent that can really make some really scary stuff out there, even with these haunted houses nowadays. You know, with a lot of these cautions that are coming out from California and Hollywood. So I'm kind of getting that a lot of that creativity comes from the subconscious mind, and people become really creative and can make just about anything with art nowadays.
Have you ever watched that on cable where they, I think it's called Face Off or something like that, where they have contests to see who makes the best a mask or costume? Yeah, it's amazing, you know, what some of these people come up with, you know, the ideas and the creativity that they put into these masks. A lot of it, like you say, is, you know, has to come from the subconscious mind and just using your talents.
Yeah. Richie, are you there? Hello.
I don't think that's his area code.
Well, looks like we got the wrong caller. So, Roy, what did they used to do back in the olden times, these old theaters, when these people would go to these horror fests?
You know, this is interesting. When I was a young kid, one of the local theaters, it was just not too far from my house. Right around this time of year, they used to have these, they were like a spookathon. And it was like a 3-day showing of pure, you know, different scary movies. And it ran day and night time. And it was amazing. You know, it didn't cost a whole lot, and they had tons of people. You know, they would line up, you know, for, you know, it would go all the way around the, you know, block. You know, people would be waiting to see these movies. And it was for all ages, and everybody had a great time.
Hmm. What kind of movies would catch people's interest?
Well, back then, you know, they didn't have a lot of the special effects that's, you know, out now. You know, it probably would have scared kids to death to see, you know, them kind of movies back then. But one of the biggest things is there was a man named Alfred Hitchcock, and he knew how to get into your imagination. And that's where he was able to, you know, put a lot of fear, you know, in his movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he was very creative on that part. He made a lot of movies. They were a lot of hit movies. And he's well known, you know, for his movies. But, you know, the horror industry back then was just getting started. I think nowadays, it's a lot more realistic, and, you know, Hollywood's gone a long way. I just wanted to share that with you. And what's your feelings on the movies they have now?
Well, it's interesting how you hear different things from different movie producers like Stephen King, Wes Craven, Nightmare. Wes Craven is almost similar to Stephen King, except Stephen King leaned more towards the scientific area, and Wes Craven has leaned more towards the dark and scary area, which is kind of interesting because that's where Stephen King first began, was in that area. And then Stephen King started saying that he didn't really believe in too much of his dreams. So he started going towards more of the scientific area, trying to analyze things. And after he started doing that, Stephen King started losing money. A lot of people didn't like his books anymore as much as they used to when he went more towards the scientific. Why do you think that is, Roy?
Well, one of the biggest things is, you know, their imagination. You know, both of them are, you know, if people's read their books, I mean, they go very deep, you know, with their imagination. And, you know, and that's what makes a good movie. It's, you know, that come from these different authors, you know, and that's where a lot of these movies come from, is books. And, you know, in Hollywood, you know, they've learned to perfect that, and that's why they do so well, you know, with a lot of these movies.
So would you say a lot of it is competition?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, there's not a whole lot of, you know, people that can compare to Wes Craven or, you know, a lot of these top movie producers. So, you know, they would have to be really good in order to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, a lot of it has to do with competition, using their creativity, and just, you know, making a lot better movies.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know if Rich is going to be calling in tonight or not, but it's been a really interesting topic about horror movies for Halloween and or anything supernatural that we all talk about. I know that they came out with a new book. I was going to Barnes & Noble. It's a book about Ouija boards. And they're making books about Ouija boards now and about people's different experiences with the other side. Why do you think they're talking about that now, Roy?
Well, I think that ever since, you know, Hollywood and these different movie theaters, I mean, not theaters, but like NBC and a lot of these movie, you know, that we have on TV that have to do with a lot about paranormal investigations, people are starting to open up more and more to that. You know, and that's why I think now they've gone to the Ouija boards, because now people are a little more open-minded to that. And they want, you know, it just opens up their curiosity to other things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think they're coming out with all this different stuff that, you know, people didn't used to talk about before. And now they are.
That's interesting.
But, you know, it's, you know, even with these ETs, you know, a lot of, you know, people are starting to see a lot more sightings. You know, people are becoming a lot more interested. I think even a lot of people wouldn't mind meeting some of these ETs, you know, and find out more about them.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your feelings on that, Asa?
Well, I think we're discovering more, like I say, about scientific, like with Stephen King, which is why more towards the science, because we're starting to see a lot more UFOs, like we were talking yesterday about the movie The Langoliers. That seems to be very real, actually, because we don't, there's actually real alien life form out there.
Yeah. You know, well, the main thing is people are becoming a lot more interested, you know, and it's more out in the open now. You know, before they accuse somebody of being crazy and they would bring it up. Now, a lot of people are more interested in learning more about it. What's your feelings on that, Angel?
Well, that's very true. When I first saw videos about how this airplane goes into another dimension and they lose track of time, and it's almost like they went through a time warp. Now these Langoliers, they look like they were giant balls of energy with giant sharp teeth, and they eat up humans. They, you know, they just devour them. And just it's a very powerful script. It's a very powerful movie that Stephen King came up with, I think. Like The Stand and the movie Thinner. Thinner was really interesting, too, about a guy that was to, a gypsy man puts a curse on this fat guy, and he becomes more thinner, and he starts losing more weight until, because he killed his wife in a car accident. He actually ran his wife over, this gypsy man, and the gypsy man cursed him, put a curse on him.
That's amazing. They keep bringing out more and more movies about the things that are out of the ordinary. And I think, people, it scares people, but in the other sense, they're curious. They want to learn more about it.
What do you think of the movie Possession?
Now, that was an interesting movie. And we both know that, somebody can become possessed like that because of, our past experiences and what we've seen. But, Hollywood, not unless they actually seen one live, they sort of add a little bit more than what it really is. But in the same time, it's pretty scary. We out there. No color tonight.
Oh, you hear me?
Yeah, it looks like I lost you for just a minute. But we're back on the air. We want to invite all our callers and listeners out there. Did we invite that caller on the air now?
Yes, you're on the air, 512 area.
Oh, hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Renee, and I'm in Texas.
And again, we welcome you onto our show.
Thank you.
What can we do to help you tonight?
Hello.
Hello.
801.
Am I up there?
Richie?
Hello. I think we lost our caller.
Richie, you in there? Richie, there?
What about the last caller?
Is Richie's number 663?
No.
Or is that your number?
No, mine is 5767.
That's weird. There's a 801 number calling in. 663.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you back on the air with us?
Yeah, I don't know how the call got dropped, but it did.
Oh, okay.
We lost you for just a minute.
But what can we do to help you tonight?
Well, I need some direction. I don't know. I'm lost, I guess, kind of. I don't know where to start, or where to go.
What are you experiencing right now?
Confusion, chaos, sadness, grief, lack of positive energy in my life, around me, and in me. Yeah.
Have you, I'm getting that you're around some negative people. Are these somebody that you work with, people that you know?
Well, I've pretty much cut everybody out of my life because of the negativity. But right now, I mean, it's kind of tough for people not to be negative since we just lost a childhood friend and her 8-year-old son in a car wreck Sunday. So it's kind of a blah moment for us all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Adrian's going to pull some cards for you and see what's going on.
Okay, thank you.
Well, it looks like you, did you lose a child?
No, I didn't.
Somebody
no.
you know was one?
Yes, my good girl, a longtime friend, and her son were killed last Sunday.
It looks like they're in a good place, according to the Sun card. They want you to be happy and not grieve over them. But it says here that... have you been feeling similar to a hermit lately?
Yes.
Like stuck to yourself in the house too much?
Yeah, I haven't gotten out very much.
You need to get more sunlight. That's what this child is saying. And it looks like you've been under a lot of confusion and feeling a lot of uncertainties lately.
Mhm.
Have you been living in the past?
Probably.
Like
I probably am.
About the past.
What was that?
You've been feeling a lot of loneliness.
Mhm. Yes, sir.
Do you have a friend that is a redhead?
I do. Well, I used to.
Because it looks like somebody from your past is coming with the red hair. And she's going to be helping you with money. I see inheritance coming in a romance. I'm saying something about inheritance coming your way.
But what about the redhead? Is the redhead living or gone?
She's still there.
Okay, yeah. Well, she's coming with money? Well, that don't feel... That's first.
Was this a lover of yours?
No. We used to be best friends when we were in like junior high and high school 20-something years ago.
Okay. Was you in a relationship?
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's always in a relationship.
Was she bisexual?
Julie? No. The redhead? No. Not that
I'm
I know
saying
of.
That she's with another, saying that she's with another woman.
No. She's got a guy. But then I don't know what she does.
Because there are secrets here that will soon be discovered. It could mean that, you know, she could turn bisexual. Because it shows another woman. I mean, she likes men and women, you know.
Mm-hmm. How strange. I mean, we don't even talk anymore.
That's probably why. She also became kind of greedy, too, with money.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That's why we don't talk anymore.
Have you been experiencing a lot of poverty lately?
Oh, my gosh. I've never been so poor in my life.
Hmm. Well, it looks like you've got a lot of mental strength, but it looks like your emotions are really good. Your health is really good. But, yeah, there was a betrayal by a friend that's talking about a betrayal.
Yes, it was. can't get past it.
Was it a woman that portrayed you?
No.
Or was it a man?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Did he have blonde hair?
Dirty blonde?
Yeah. Yes, dear friend, it says that they betrayed you and it had to do with money. But the money shows money actually be giving to you from an inheritance that's coming soon from a woman. But it says that there's going to be a lot of difficulties in your family circle for a while. And the death represented change, so there's a birth of a change coming for you. And because it says you would hear something about a death.
It says what?
So this is a message about changes that are coming your way. And this will, it's just saying that your burdens are going to be lifted coming soon. It says as long as you go with the flow, take advice from others, there will be false promises. People will make promises and they won't keep them. So just be aware of that. But you will be feeling a lot of outside pressure lately.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you've been staying in your house, because you've been feeling a lot of outside pressure, so you're staying in your house as a hermit. Like, you don't want to go around too many people. You're lonely and you're sad and depressed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just disconnected from everybody.
Meanwhile, I have a 6-year-old.
But you're definitely saying you need more sunlight, you need to get out more.
Okay.
Saying you will have success over your enemies, you will recover from this illness, obstacles will be overcome. If you concentrate and focus, there is a successful conclusion. Telling you to follow your instincts. Right now you have a desire for change because you've been bored. But there is an increase coming. He's talking about an increase coming of your income. Are you currently working?
No, I'm not at all.
Okay, because it does show a business proposition. Is there anything you want to share, Roy?
What was that?
Well, he's talking to me. My guides are there's a meditation prayer that we need to share with you. Are you open to having me share that with you?
Yes, I barely can hear you. But it's something about
okay, it's a meditation prayer.
Oh, yes, okay.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say this, and I want you to repeat it with me, because this is going to help you to clear any negative energies that are, you know, that are trying to make your life a lot more difficult.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, here it goes. I am surrounded, protected, and infused.
I am surrounded, protected,
and infused.
And infused.
By a beautiful cocoon.
By a beautiful cocoon.
Of infinite impenetrable.
Infinite and impenetrable.
Okay, it's a little difficult to pronounce. Gold white light.
A gold white light.
Energy all the time.
Energy all the time.
God is within me every moment.
God is within me every moment.
And every day.
And every day.
And every single breath.
And every single breath.
I take. As well as my three guardians.
As well as my guardians.
Three guardians. Of life.
Of life.
I call forth the holy order.
I call forth I call forth the holy order
of protection now.
Of protection now.
I summon my three guardians.
I summon my
three guardians.
Three
guardians.
Three guardians
of light.
Of light.
To assist me now.
To assist me now.
With cleansing my entire mind, body.
Cleansing my entire mind, body.
And soul.
And soul.
Of any.
Of any.
Physical.
Physical.
Psycho-emotional.
Emotional.
Physical, psycho-emotional.
Physical and psycho-emotional.
Psychological.
Psychological.
Manipulations.
Manipulation.
Or negative attachments.
Or negative attachments.
Which are ailing me.
Which are ailing me.
And hindering me to move on.
And hindering me to move on.
To a higher consciousness.
To a higher consciousness.
As well.
As well.
Stop deterring me.
What was that
stop
one?
Stop deterring me.
Of betraying me.
From my goals.
My soul.
From my goals.
From my goals.
Desires. And my ultimate path to enlightenment.
And my ultimate path to enlightenment.
Let it be.
That is.
Let it be.
Let it be.
It shall be.
Healthy.
It will be.
It will be.
It is done.
It is done.
In the highest.
In the highest.
Source of creation.
Source of creation.
And this is through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ.
And with this energy, I want you to visualize now. I want you to move your hands above your head and twirl your hand in a circular motion and visualize a little tornado all the way around it. And in this tornado is all that negative energy, and I want you to visualize that going right out the window right now and leaving your life.
Okay.
And could you share with us what you felt from this meditation?
I felt a very a calming sensation, and it's tingling, actually. Kind of like when I feel a spirit near me.
Wonderful. And, you know, any time, you know, we get attacked by a lot of this, you know, negative energy, you know, all it does is just, you know, prevent us from, you know, succeeding, you know, with our goals and things that we want to accomplish in our lives. Main thing is... not to, you know, keep yourself locked up, you know, in your home, you know, getting out, meeting other people, you know, doing things, using your talents, being creative, and enjoying life and being in gratitude every day for living.
Well,
I just wanted to share that with you. And Adrian, do you have anything else to share?
Yeah, I think that once you get out into the sun, you know, tell Ra what you're thankful for. You know, show gratitude to Ra what you do have, and Ra will give you more, you know, because Ra is the source that gives us life, and energy from the sun. So when he shines upon you, you know, you'll know that is him that is shining on you, letting you know that your rewards are coming. He'll reward you for all the good that you've done for people and what you've done for your family and, you know, your family, you know, what they've been through, you know, and you just tell Ra, you know, give your burdens to Ra, you know, and he'll help you.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that. He's a great ascended master, and he'll help you.
Okay. Well, thank
and,
you very much.
And I just wanted to let you know also that, you know, we have our, you know, sources, you know, we have our angels, we have our guardians, we have our ascended masters that are willing to, you know, work with us. All we have to do is either pray to them or, you know, meditate, you know, and ask for their help.
And don't be afraid to ask for the angels' help, too.
No.
Right.
That's why they're there.
Yep.
You know, Archangel Raphael for healing if you're feeling sick or down.
What's a good book that you could recommend to her, Edna?
The best book I could recommend is the Encyclopedia of Angel, Spirit Guides, and Ascended Masters.
Okay.
By Susan Gregg.
Okay.
And you get that from any Barnes & Nobles or even through your local library.
Or even
okay,
through
what,
Amazon.
What was it? I'm going to write it down. What was it again?
It's by Susan Gregg. It's called The Encyclopedia of Angels, Spirit Guides, and Ascended Masters.
Okay.
The Ascended Masters are basically their god, different gods that people have ascended to a god, which Jesus Christ promised us all that it said in the Bible that if we live righteously, that we can all become gods ourselves. And this is true even in the Mormon church religion. A lot of Christian religion don't believe in that. They only believe in one God. But this is not true because if we're living in a universe of multiple dimensions and other gods and other life forms, and we're starting to discover more and more different planets and different life forms. And that's why more and more people are seeing UFOs, you know, different things like that, you know. So that's evidence enough to know that we're not the only ones in the universe, you know.
Right.
There's other life, there's other galaxies that we can't explore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing right now is what I'm getting is that that you're pretty open to, you know, whatever wasn't working for you in the past. Now you've opened up to other possibilities, and that's where you want to be, is to keep your mind open and start doing your research and learning more about this, and so that could give you a lot more guidance, you know, as to where you need to go.
Okay.
And how do you feel about everything we told you tonight?
Very good. It's good to... It's good to hear there's hope.
There is hope. And what does Jesus say? That, you know, through him, you know, there is hope, there is light, there is love. And so we have to remember that, you know, Jesus is one of our ascended masters, that we should, you know, ask for his help. And, you know, and he has others to help us, like Adrian mentioned, you know, the, his angels,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there is other ascended masters that can help also. So, you know, if anything, you know, find this book, read about it, and then next time, you know, you do this, you know, give us a call again, and we'd like to hear, you know, what this done to help you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time.
Thank you for joining us tonight, and we do wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
God bless.
God bless you. Take care. Thank you
okay,
again.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.